Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanqana, and I'm so grateful that you have joined me today for a powerful and personal reflection titled Unseen Victories. Today, I want to talk about the triumphs we often overlook in the classroom, the quiet wins, the ones that don't make the news, don't trend on social media, and sometimes don't even get acknowledged, but they are real. They are impactful and they are worth celebrating. In education, we often measure success by grades, awards, and certificates. But what about those victories that don't come with applause? Like the students who was once shy but now ask questions in class. The child who went from failing tests to mentoring peers. Or the teacher who keeps showing up with heart and hope even when nobody notices. These are what I call unseen victories. As someone who teaches, mentors, and reflects, I've come to realize that some of the most meaningful wins are the ones no one talks about, until moments of gratitude surprise you in the most unexpected ways. Let me take you back to 2020 during the COVID-19 lockdown, a challenging time for all of us. I was offering maths and physics lessons to a grade 11 learner using online platforms, and sometimes we would meet one-on-one. This student in particular, he was quiet but consistent, always asking questions, always trying his best. I never knew the impact those sessions had on him. Fast forward to 2023, I'm at a shopping mall, minding my own business, and a young man taps my shoulder. He looks at me, beaming with excitement, and says, "Sir, maybe you remember me, but I've been looking for you everywhere. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm now in my second year studying IT because of your help back then. You gave me hope when I was stuck." I stood there, speechless, humbled, and overwhelmed. It reminded me that we plant seeds we may never see grow until they bloom before us years later. Another story that touched me just happened recently. One of my current grade 12 students who's attending my extra sessions consistently, his mother sent me a WhatsApp message saying, "Thank you, sir. My son's geography teacher called me and sent me a message to tell me how confident he has become in class. He's not just answering questions, but even teaching his peers. Your method of teaching is making a difference beyond just maths and physics." You see, this student had always been quiet, reserved, but with the right support and encouragement, he found his voice, and that voice is echoing across different learning areas. That's an unseen victory, not just academic growth, but personal transformation. Education isn't just about content delivery, it's about connection. When we show students that we believe in them, something shifts. It's like lighting a candle that continues to light others. These victories aren't mine alone. They are shared by every teacher, every parent, every mentor who chooses to invest time, patience, and love. You may not always get the thank you message or the spontaneous hug in a store, but know that your work matters. So here's my question to you, dear listeners. What unseen victories have you experienced or witnessed in your learning environment? Who is one person you should thank today for believing in you? Take a moment to reflect. Better yet, write it down or even send them a message. Your gratitude could be someone else's unseen victory. To my fellow educators, your impact runs deeper than you think. Keep planting those seeds. And to students listening today, keep showing up. Even when it feels like no one sees your effort, trust me, someone does. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Classrooms. If this episode moved you, share it with a friend, a parent, a fellow teacher. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, stay reflective, stay intentional, and celebrate the victories seen and unseen. I'm Bulelane Makhwanqana, signing off. Until next time.